This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week, May cotton futures set new life of contract highs nearly every day before the bottoms started falling out of everything on Friday. Export sales report for the week ending April 18th did show net sales of just under 248,000 bales of upland cotton, 41,000 bales for the new crop, and nearly 12,000 of Pima. Sales of upland cotton included many markets, with China, Turkey, and Vietnam leading in volume. Sales for the new crop dominated by Mexico, where mills purchased 61,000 bales. It was offset, though, by reductions from China of over 20,000. Shipments for the week down 6% from the previous week, 292,400 bales for upland cotton. Now, we'll be watching the futures market for directional clues this week. Will export demand increase after the sell-off, thus providing support to the market at current levels, or will those export customers sit on their hands hoping for a deeper pullback? We'll see a new export sales report out on Thursday, plus a new cotton on call as well. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.